KPOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. Welcome to the Central Care Cancer Center Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia. This is for October, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that indeed will be our topic today. And we're pleased to be joined again by Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center. Dr. Wazir, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming, taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. How are you today?
Pretty good. Enjoying the fall weather. I'm sure you are too.
I really am. It feels pretty good out there. First, before we get started, just want to thank you and the staff at Central Care Cancer Center for the outstanding open house you had. Celebrating, 20 years here in Emporia?
Yeah, 20 years, and the new machine that we have gotten in at the radiation department that we were trying to set up the last 3 months. So it was a pleasure to have, our patients and the community and yourself and, other doctors, et cetera, come in and kind of check out our facilities and, celebrate with us. So, it was a good time.
All right. Yeah, you did a great job, too, and congratulations on that again. And it was very interesting, had a wonderful tour, so... We have a wonderful facility right here in Emporia, the Central Care Cancer Center. Well, this is October, and Dr. Wazir, that means it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So a lot of pink is around us here this month. And let's talk about breast cancer. And first, what are maybe some of the signs and symptoms to watch out for?
Yeah, well, breast cancer is still a very important cancer that we should know about. It's the most common cancer women in America get. Apart from, some skin cancers that, we don't think of in the same statistics. Oftentimes, the first signs of breast cancer would be an abnormal mammogram, right? So that kind of leads us to the question that, we should make sure that, if you're the right age and everything, to get, like, routine mammograms. Because, feeling a lump or feeling something off about, your breasts, it's a little hard, and usually it's a later sign of breast cancer. Often the early signs you can only see in radiography on a mammogram. But, generally speaking, a lump in the breast, usually painless, right? Presence of, nodes in the axilla on the same breast, usually a sign of more advanced breast cancer. Nipple inversion, right? So, like, for example, like, your nipples are could be inverted in some women. That's normal, but, like, if one of the breasts, like, all of a sudden the nipples were coming out and now they're coming in, that that's a sign of perhaps breast cancer close in the areola. Sometimes blood, a bloody discharge from the nipple, could be sign of breast cancer. Sometimes, this is kind of important to know, is that, like, breast cancer can present as an inflammatory breast cancer, and it almost looks exactly like, infections women have, usually at the time of breastfeeding, called mastitis, right? So if you have persistent mastitis, like symptoms with, warm breast, which is red and inflamed appearing, that could be a sign of breast cancer in the right context, right? Like, for example, you're not breastfeeding, there's no other thing going on in your breast, and you have signs like that, that could be inflammatory breast cancer. So those are generally the signs we look at. And there's a historical sign they talk about, it's called peau d'orange, which is like peel of orange in French. Pardon my pronunciation, which is off. Okay. But that is basically what happens is that, if breast cancer gets into the skin around the breast, it can change the appearance, so it looks kind of like an orange, a dimpled appearance. That's another presentation for breast cancer. So, yeah, many different kind of presentations for breast cancer.
Dr. Wazir, is there a particular place that breast cancer begins more often than others?
That is a very good question. Actually, it seems it's like an even spread, in the areas of the breast where you can get it. They haven't found any, like, statistical, correlate of, like, whether one quadrant of the breast has it more than the other quadrant. I think the reason for that is that, like, these quadrants and these anatomic landmarks we have made are kind of arbitrary. Breast comes in a variety of sizes, small, large, how they're situated, the size of the areola, size of the nipple. So it's, I think it can happen in any area of the breast,
How common is breast cancer?
Oh, it is terribly common. You know, in America this year, it is expected that almost 300,000 new cases of female breast cancers will be diagnosed. It is increasing at the rate of 0.5% since the last time the statistics were taken. 55,000 of pre-breast cancer, or what we call DCIS, will be diagnosed in America. And, you know, this is kind of sobering, but like around 43,000 women in America will die from breast cancer this year. So it's a major problem still.
Yeah, sobering number right there. We're with Dr. Ali Rezaer, Central Care Cancer Center. This is the Central Care Cancer Center October Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia. Stay tuned. We're back with more right after this.
At Central Care Cancer Center, we provide you with complete cancer care, such as chemotherapy and radiation therapy, all under one roof. Emporia is our home, too. That's why we're dedicated to bringing expert care to you, so you don't have to travel far. We're located right next to Newman Regional. Dr. Elamine, Dr. Perez Tamayo, and our amazing staff are all ready to assist you. Call today for an appointment, 342-1117, online, cccancer.com. Telehealth and second opinions available.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 23 years of professional catering experience, they're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, they make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone who has the experience to make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event.
Listen to Emporia State football all season long on Mix 104.9 and KVOE.com.
Football is definitely the toughest sport.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Central Care Cancer Center October Monday edition of Talk of Emporia. Dr. Ali Rezaer with Central Care Cancer Center is with us. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and breast cancer is indeed our topic today. And Dr. Rezaer, how important are regular mammograms and other screening tests?
Yeah, they're extremely important, you know, and I'm like in the conservative camp when it comes to like cancer screenings and stuff. But, you know, I think almost everybody agrees that, like, you know, it's one of the few tools we have that can catch breast cancer early. Remember, you know, a woman has a 13% chance of developing breast cancer in their lifetime, right? But there's some subsets of women where this number goes up. And you can, there's calculators available, and, you know, a lot of the primary care docs, they kind of look into it when they have a discussion about yearly mammograms and what have you, such as like the Gale calculator, because, you know, the chance of developing breast cancer depends on certain hormonal, certain hormonal exposures in your body. Like, for example, I'll give you an example, Aron. You know, if you are a woman who has had a child very early in life, just that fact seems to be one of the major reasons you won't get breast cancer later in life. It is very protective, and no one can understand like why this happens. The best they have come up with is that there's something that happens during the course of pregnancy that changes the hormonal setup in the breast and protects you against breast cancer later in life. Other such things such as breastfeeding are protective against breast cancer. A prolonged exposure, like, you know, an early stage of menarche, when you start having your periods, and a late menopause, that increases your estrogen exposure, increases your risk of breast cancer. There are other things that are not directly related, such as obesity. You know, women who are obese have a higher exposure to estrogen because, you know, in females, fat tissues can produce estrogen-like hormones. They are at a higher risk of breast cancer. So what I'm trying to get at is that, yes, screening is very important, but there are certain subsets of women where it is essential, right? And there are calculators that you can find online, like Taylor-Cusick calculator or the Gale calculator that your primary care doctor can help you with to kind of give you an idea of, like, you know, are you someone who is under or above that 13% risk of getting breast cancer? And then based on that, you know, you can make the informed medical decision whether, you know, getting mammograms is something that you want to do, but it is, like, widely recommended. Then there's a separate issue of, like, people with a family history of breast cancer.
I was going to say, genetics play a role?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not a as a clearly defined role. So let's just separate this into two baskets. One is just that there are families where they have a higher risk of breast cancer, right? We don't know if there's a certain gene that's playing a role. We don't know. But the fact that they just have a family history of breast cancer, that by itself, you know, should be cause for them to have, like, earlier screenings and more frequent screenings. The other category is of families who have a known mutation, right? Like a PALB2 mutation, a BRCA1 and BRCA2. For those people, you know, women who are in those families, and if they have that mutation, the risk of breast cancer goes from 13% lifetime to 100%. Right, so it is almost a certainty that they'll have a breast cancer. And in those women, you know, when they're younger, you know, instead of a mammogram, MRI is recommended. Because remember, like, mammograms are less effective in younger women because they have less fat tissue in their breast, and it's mostly glandular elements, and an MRI is the superior test. So in women or in families who have the BRCA mutation, they should be getting MRIs instead of mammograms, which is a more sensitive technology in picking up early breast cancer lesions. And of course, these women, eventually, they should have you know, prophylactic mastectomy to decrease the risk of developing breast cancer.
And we do have a wonderful breast care center at Newman Regional Health right now that is very widely used, so we're fortunate to have that here locally. This is the Central Care Cancer Center, October Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia. Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist, joining us as he does monthly. We're fortunate that Dr. Wazir is close by, and we'll be back with our third segment of the Talk of Emporia, Central Care Cancer Center, right after this.
No more waiting in line at the Express Care Clinic. Now using your phone or computer, you can join the remote waiting line and get alerts when it is your turn to come to the clinic. Get in line from home, the office, from school, or anywhere. You can even make a same-day appointment. Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care is open weekdays from 8 to 8 and 10 to 6 on weekends. To learn more, go to newmanrh.org/check-in.
At Central Care Cancer Center, we provide you with complete cancer care, such as chemotherapy and radiation therapy, all under one roof. Emporia is our home, too. That's why we're dedicated to bringing expert care to you, so you don't have to travel far. We're located right next to Newman Regional. Dr. Elamine, Dr. Perez Tamayo, and our amazing staff are all ready to assist you. Call today for an appointment, 342-1117, online, cccancer.com. Telehealth and second opinions available.
Tune in all season for Kansas City Chiefs football on Country 101.7 FM.
Safety wide! Blue wide! Wide! Blue wide!
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to the Central Care Cancer Center Monday, October edition of the Talk of Emporia. Joined again by Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center, 1401 West 12th Avenue. You can log on to cccancer.com for more information. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so breast cancer is our topic today. Dr. Wazir, When we jump into the treatment mode of breast cancer, what are the options?
Right. So here, you know, the stage is very important, right? Like, if you catch breast cancer early, it's often very treatable, curable in most cases. In fact, since 1989, every year, the risk of dying from breast cancer has decreased. And this has to do with our understanding that breast cancer is not one disease. It's actually many different kind of diseases. Just generally speaking, like, the three large categories of of breast cancer that we need to be aware of, right? The most common one is hormonally positive. So it's estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor positive breast cancer. And this is like around 80% of the breast cancer we deal with on a day-to-day basis, right? If this is caught early, the treatment essentially would be surgery first for most women. And after surgery, you know, if it was caught very early and there are not a lot of lymph nodes in the axilla, which you can kind of track by doing a test called a central lymph node biopsy, which the surgeons at Newman General do all the time, where essentially what they do is that they find the cancer and then they put a dye in it and they follow it into the axilla and they catch the first lymph node, which is the draining lymph node. That is important to know because that will determine what's the stage of the cancer. If it's early stage, you know, oftentimes, you know, what we do is that we do a test called a oncotype test, which is a gene test that's done on the cancer tissue that was removed, right? Again, right now, in the current age, most women will not need a mastectomy. They won't need the removal of their whole breast. You know, instead, you will do a lumpectomy, which is just a removal of part of the breast, right? This is not true for all patients, but, you know, the majority kind of end up with this. And that test which we do, the gene test, will actually tell us which of these women will benefit from getting chemotherapy after they get their cancer removed to decrease the risk of, you know, getting the cancer back. So most women will end up not requiring chemotherapy afterwards, and they can be treated very safely with hormonal therapy. And hormonal therapy, you know, again, the two options, you know, if you are still having your periods, we use the drug tamoxifen, which was revolutionary when it was first discovered in the 80s. You know, that is used for 5 to 10 years to prevent the breast cancer from coming back. In people who are postmenopausal, we use another drug called an AI, aromatase inhibitor. And, you know, generally speaking, this is the schema how we use to treat this hormone-positive breast cancer in the early stages, right? The other kind of breast cancer is the HER2-positive breast cancer. Now, these breast cancers, Ron, you may be interested to know, are around 10% of breast cancer, and these used to be the most aggressive and the ones with the worst outcome, right? Because this cancer used to spread very quickly, was very resistant to traditional chemotherapy, and had a tendency of going into the brain, right? But this is the cancer where we have made the biggest strides. You know, like 2 years ago, we had a conference where 6 new drugs were approved for it in like one sitting. But essentially now the drugs have become so good that this is one of the more curable breast cancers. In this one, the paradigm kind of shifts because we usually like to treat with the chemotherapy and the targeted HER2 therapy before we send them to surgery. And oftentimes, you'd be very surprised, like even if they have a very large breast mass, it will almost disappear by the time they come to surgery. Almost 48% of the patients will have no evidence of cancer when they go to surgery. They'll still have the surgery and what have you. And then after that, they're just put on what's called targeted treatment with the drug Herceptin. Again, a revolutionary drug when it came out, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s. And that was designed for this specific kind of breast cancer, which is around 10 to 15% of breast cancer. The third category is called triple negative breast cancer. So this is the one where, you know, the progress has been a little slower and, you know, we haven't made as big strides in it. This is around 10% of the breast cancers. So these are breast cancers that don't have the HER2 receptor, do not have the estrogen receptor, progesterone receptor, or the HER2 receptor. None of them are present. So we call them triple negative in common parlance. In this one, our only option is chemotherapy. So in this group of patients, you know, whether they get surgery, radiation, they'll also require chemotherapy as well. Okay. So this is more or less the treatment for early breast cancer. For stage 4 breast cancer, when the cancer has kind of left the breast and has spread, unfortunately, it's not curable, but, you know, we do have good treatment options. If it's hormonal therapy, we treat it with hormonal medications. If it is HER2 treatments, we have made a lot of progress. As I said, you know, we have a lot of new drugs. We treat it with anti-HER2 therapy. And if it's triple negative, you know, we have to rely on traditional chemotherapy.
Now, once treatments are done, the patient's in remission from the cancer. How common is it for the cancer to come back? Because we do hear stories of that.
Yeah. So this is a, you know, this is a interesting question. You know, breast cancer and melanoma are these two cancers that there is a subset of women who will get this cancer even many years out, right? Like, I had a patient who had breast cancer that was removed in 1987. That's the year of my birth. And this was around 3 years ago. And, you know, unfortunately, the cancer came back after all that time in her spine, right? So that sort of thing happens. But generally speaking, you know, we follow patients after the treatment for 5 years.
Okay.
5 to 10 years. So that's the peak time. The first 5 years is when the cancer, if it's going to come back, that's most likely it's going to come back in that time. So they require kind of close surveillance. So we're seeing them every 4 months or so.
Okay.
And, you know, we have to make sure that they get their mammograms every year. Even after treatment, we do some blood tests that kind of can detect breast cancer when it comes back. And that's another area where we have made strides. So there are different ways where we can kind of pick up this breast cancer when it comes back.
Great information as always, Dr. Wazir, Central Care Cancer Center. Great cancer care right here in Emporia at 1401 West 12th. Call 620-342-1117 or log on to ccccancer.com for more information. Dr. Ollie Wazir with us, medical oncologist, hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center. Breast cancer has been our topic today. Dr. Wazir, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thanks.
Looking forward to having you back next month, Dr. Ollie Wazir. Central Care Cancer Center with us on the October Monday edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia on KVOE Live and Local.
AM 1400 KVOE Emporia. 96.9 FM K245BQ Emporia.
Another huge explosion in Gaza. Israel Defense Forces say they've struck about 130 targets in the last few hours. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling the mayors of Israel's southern border towns that we are going to change the Middle East. Residents on the northern border of the Jewish state being told to head to their safe rooms. The conflict is prompting heightened security in the U.S. ABC's Aaron Katursky with details.
The FBI is tracking no specific threat, but officials are worried the war in Israel could spring more violence and hate crimes here in the United States. In fact, we've had a look at a new assessment of the situation from the NYPD, and it is blunt. It says,